WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Composers, like everyone else, have their obsessions. The French composer Charles Kirkland was obsessed with the early British movie star Lillian Harvey. Some of the pieces Harvey inspired are on a recent album of Kirkland's flute music performed by Boston Symphony Orchestra flutist Fenwick Smith. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
For the past 5 or 6 years, flutist Fenwick Smith has been exploring the music of the prolific but relatively obscure French composer Charles Kirkland, who was born in Paris in 1867 and died on New Year's Day, 1951. Smith's latest album is devoted to Kirkland. The earliest piece is a sonata for piano and flute that goes back to 1913. The most recent is a complex piece from 1948 that Kirkland calls a sight-reading exercise. He was a student of Fauré. All of his music is elegant and unmistakably French. But he was also an independent spirit, and his subtle, eclectic music occasionally took some startling leaps off the deep end of rhythm and harmony. Kirkland was fascinated with that new invention, moving pictures. He wrote music for several films, including two unproduced pictures with his own screenplays. His Seven Stars Symphony has movements dedicated to Douglas Fairbanks, Greta Garbo, Clara Bow, Marlene Dietrich, Emil Jannings, Charlie Chaplin, and the glamorous British star Lillian Harvey. Besides this movement, Harvey inspired four extended series of Kirkland's, two of which are included on Fenwick Smith's album. One movement from the first Album de Lillian even praises Palmolive soap for maintaining Harvey's schoolgirl complexion. Harvey was evidently quite an athlete, and there are movements from his two Albums de Lillian called Joy of the Outdoors, Swimming, and Skating Smiling. Here's Fenwick Smith on the flute, with the charming soprano Jane West and pianist Martin Amlin in the skating movement. Alas, Kirkland's infatuation with Lillian Harvey remained unrequited. She never answered his letters or acknowledged his compositions. Kirkland even sent his wife to deliver some of his music to her, but to no avail. So maybe it's not surprising that the first Album de Lillian ends with a recognition that the silver screen is only an illusion, though the power of that illusion might last forever.
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed Fenwick Smith playing music for flute by Charles Kirkland on the Hyperion label.